Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Travel Today, we offer you a visit to the unknown Srednogorje region. The Srednogorje region is a system of beautiful mountain masses extending south of the Stara Planina mountain range, dividing Bulgaria from the west to the east. The area is full of picturesque villages and opportunities for walking tours in the unspoiled nature of the mountains. Unfortunately, this region, which provides good opportunities for relaxation and tourism, is not well known by Bulgarian and foreign tourists. Recently, three municipalities in the Srednogorje region joined forces to attract more visitors. For this purpose, local administrations have developed and implemented a project entitled Srednogorje, Promoting a Regional Tourist Product and Destination Marketing of Milkovo, Čavdar and Zlatica, with the financial support of the Regional Development Operational Program. And we learn more about this project from the coordinator Dimo Todorov, who talks to Radio Bulgaria.
The project covers three cities, Čavdar, и Златица. Ние сме се
The project includes three municipalities, Milkovo, Čavdar and Zlatica, as we have aimed at making tourists acquainted with little-known facts from this region. We want to put an end to the transit passing on the road south of the Balkan linking Sofia to Burgas. And some of the people traveling on this road visit the famous town of Koprivtsa, but they don't know about the abundance of tourist sites in the region, Dimo Todorov explains. The archaeological park of Topolnica in the Čavdar municipality causes interest among visitors, who can see an exhibition of an early Neolithic settlement and a workshop for ceramic and stone goods. Guests can even spend the night in the specially recreated for the purpose models of Neolithic dwellings. And in the municipality of Zlatica, tourists can see a clock tower dating back to the year 1777, which is 17 meters tall, and the monument of the April uprising in the Bojštetu area. We aim at encouraging walk tours in the region, Mr. Dimo Todorov says, adding,
Ние разработваме възможността за селски туризъм, екотуризъм, археологически има разкопки.
We have been developing opportunities for rural, environmental, ecological and archaeological tourism. And there are ruins dating back to the times of the Ottoman rule, as well as ancient Roman fortresses. Tourists can also see an ancient Roman road. We have been preparing packages offering tourists the opportunity to experience the authentic conditions in local villages. We expect tourists coming by car, as well as hikers, walking along the mountain ridge. Our municipalities are on the path of the Trans-European Walking Trail, ending at Emine Cape at the Black Sea. A number of tourists spend nights in the huts of the local municipalities. And we have been expecting also people who want to learn more about the history and geography of Bulgaria. This is what we learned from Dimo Todorov, coordinator of the project Srednogorje, promoting a regional tourist product and destination marketing at the villages of Milkovo, Čavdar and the town of Zlatica.